sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final hour of today, this Thursday, July 24th, 2025 edition. I got a text alert, or a text message, I should say, a couple of them from Officer Rick. And I have to bring this into full disclosure. Thursday, July 24th at 9:07. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Washtenaw County, working for the township assessor today. So he's listening on the Simple Radio app down in Washtenaw County. He's not in the 97.7 FM WCHY listening area. He said, Randy, the left is going to spin this, the media, the fake news, that this is all just Donald J. Trump, out of control dictator, that's retaliating against poor, innocent Democrats. You know that is coming. Think about Watergate. Think about all the changes. This precedent sets regarding presidents. Except this is bigger. Then he said at 11 o'clock, right as I was going to the top of the hour news break, man, that storm alert was very convenient for the left in the deep state. I didn't hear it, even though I'm monitoring the radio station in the background in another laptop about 20 feet away from me. You can't hear it on this microphone. But I've got my left ear piece on my headset. My right ear is open to that laptop away from me. I didn't hear it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it again at the beginning of the next segment. Montage of all the fake news, all the legacy media, all the corporate media. Back in the day, backing up the fake Russia hoax that Barack Hussein Obama orchestrated with Hillary Clinton, even going so far as to get a security assessment report from then director of the National Intelligence, the director of the FBI, the director of the CIA, Clapper, Comey, and Brennan, to say that the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, the Russian government, cyber hacked the election where Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton back in November of 2016's election. Russia hoax. Russia collusion. Russia changed votes because we all know the machines can be manipulated to change votes. Change votes, giving the election to Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Well, I'm going to go into the studio. I'm going to make sure the VPN is on. I'm going to put the studio in a foreign country. And then I'm going to play this for you in the next segment. Let's see if we get another EAS alert while I'm playing this montage of the fake news. All of them giving the exact same talking points over and over and over again to reinforce Barack Hussein's Russia hoax and who he used as director of national intelligence, director of FBI, and the director of the CIA to support it. We'll see if we get another EAS alert. I'm going to move the studio to a foreign country. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Do you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
You see it all around you. Good loving all bad.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Moved the studio into a foreign country. Let's see if we can play this montage of late mainstream fake news. talking about the 2016 election, Donald Trump defeating Hillary Clinton. Barack Hussein Obama orchestrated the Russian hoax. Clapper, Comey, Brennan were all part of it. Here's what the fake news media were all saying using the same talking points. Votes were changed by Russia, making Donald Trump president. Russia colluded with the Trump campaign. All saying basically the same thing over and over and over again. CNN, MSNBC, Cuomo on his show, even Stephen Colbert making a joke about Donald Trump accepting Russia collusion. Let's see if he'll accept who won the Civil War. I'm going to play it all for you right now. Let's see if we don't get interrupted this time with an EAS alert.
Like Trump but, is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected. Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes. Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
The president does not want to come to terms with the fact that the Russians hacked the election.
President Trump says he still wonders if the Russians hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
If he admits it, it casts a shadow on his victory over Hillary Clinton.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked the election.
Let's be clear, Russia hacked the election.
Definitively, Russia hacked the election, and Russia is doing it again now.
Election-related cyber hacking.
Cyber hacking of U.S. elections.
Cyber hacking of the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
Russia was cyber hacking the election.
The CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All of these intelligence organizations, 17 intelligence agencies,
all conclude that Russia hacked the election.
If we find out that Donald Trump just theoretically was colluding with Russia while they were hacking the election, that is completely impeachable.
This dossier alleged a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian effort to hack the election.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump, which seems a little far-fetched to me.
Absolutely, they colluded. It wasn't conspiracy. Facts are now coming out. Copies of emails, copies of correspondence between Obama, Clapper, Comey, and Brennan, heads of security intelligence agencies, all 17 of them coming up with the same conclusion that Russia colluded in the 2016 presidential election. Well, guess who's freaking out a little bit right now? Barack Hussein Obama. I just got a message sent to me. And I've got other messages. I will get to all of your guys' messages, I promise. A lot of you giving me insight. I absolutely appreciate it. But I was sent a message from this independent blogger source. Picture of Barack Hussein Obama angrily yelling into a microphone from a podium. Quote, "If they arrest me, you know what to do." End quote. A cryptic message from the former president sent privately to his followers? Question mark. 1.8 million views. 8,521 reposts. Well, falls right in line with a lot of your text messages. I guess some of you have taken the time to do the research on this. Uh, Let's see, where was it? Ah, here we go. Jim down in Toledo, in the Toledo area. Randy, the United States Supreme Court ruling gives immunity only applies for official acts. As Mark Levin has been clarifying and repeating for several years now, repeatedly saying official acts. Tim and Gaylord, immunity from prosecution only for his work in his official capacity, not treason. Well, I'm going to put out an unscientific poll right now. Text me at 231-360-5140 between now and through the bottom of the hour news break. When we come back at 11:35, I will give the unread totals of the yeses, the whys, or N for no. If allegedly, President Barack Hussein Obama, after the November 2020 presidential election, where Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, if Barack Obama and his team concocted the Russia hoax, that Russia colluded with the Trump campaign, that they cyber hacked votes, changing them from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump to make him president of the United States, where they cyber hacked our election. If he orchestrated by his team, whether it was him and Hillary Clinton or the DNC or the Washington Swamp or whoever it was, concocted this idea and then instructed, which Clapper has already said on CNN, Anderson Cooper's show, back on March of 2019, I posted the picture of the screenshot of him saying that Obama tasked him, James Comey, John Brennan, to give out a security assessment report stating that, in their opinion, Russia hacked the election, colluded with Trump to make him president. If this is all true, is this an act of treason? And thereby not able to be protected under immunity for a sitting president, because he did this after the November election. He started it in the November 2020 month after the election, continued into December of 2020, even into January of 2021, before Donald Trump was sworn in on January 20th of 2021 as an attempt to take down a duly elected president before he even assumed office. Text me a Y for yes, it is treason, and that he cannot be protected with United States Supreme Court decision that a president cannot be prosecuted for official acts while being a sitting president. Does treason circumvent that United States Supreme Court opinion? Yes, it's treason, and thereby cannot be protected by immunity. Or no, you don't think it's treason. Text me an N for no. It's not treason. It was an official act of a sitting president who had the full authority to go ahead and do that, using the Steele dossier and other things, and pointing to his directors of intelligence, FBI, CIA, to go ahead and to render an opinion that Trump colluded with Russia, that Trump was elected president over Hillary Clinton because our elections were cyber hacked by Russia, a foreign outside government, made Donald Trump president, changed votes from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump. It was okay. Text me an N for no. It's not treason. Therefore, he should have governmental immunity. I'm not going to open any of your text messages. I'm going to leave them unread because I can look at them in the unread folder with a Y for yes, it's treason. And he should not be given governmental immunity, or N for no, it's not treason, Randy. It was an official act as being president. And therefore, he should get immunity. It was an official act as being president. N, if that's what you believe, text me a Y if it is treason. I'm not going to open any of them. I'm not going to say who sent them to me. I just want to see the numbers. Because on my phone, it'll say I have, you know, 127 unread messages. Well, your Ys or your Ns will show up, and all I have to do is just scan down through, scroll down through them, and I can see the Ns and the Ys. And when I get back from the bottom of the hour news, I'll give you the final official results. Unofficial results of an unscientific poll by a radio show talk show host who only has 9 listeners, according to the chief of staff of Jack Bergman. Congressman Jack Bergman's Tony List said that to me. Granted, it was years ago. And here we go with another EAS alert. Isn't that interesting? Even while the studio is in foreign country. Here we go. Okay. Well, they're coming in for those of you still hearing me. Robert, don't text me anything other than just a yes. Don't say anything else other than a yes. Well, we're going to get through this EAS alert. I guess there's a thunderstorm coming, and they want you to be sure you hear about it on 97.7 FM WCHY, Sheboygan's listening area. But I find this very, very interesting. Yeah, I know. It's happening again, Rick. I get it. Are you hearing it on Simple Radio app? I don't know if it's just on the radio station or is it on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm not really sure at this point. But I'm now hearing it in the background. I turned the volume up on that monitoring laptop in the background. So, yep, it is what it is. Pretty interesting. But continue to text me through 231-360-5140. Yes, it's treason. Should not be given immunity, and for no, it's not treason, and he should be given immunity. Yes, it's treason. No, it's not treason. Text me a Y or an N. 231-360-5140. We'll see how long this goes for. Yes, treason is not covered under presidential immunity. Okay, Brad, I greatly appreciate that. Michael, got your vote. Well, it's kind of interesting. So, again, I heard it this time, the EES alert on 97.7 FM WCHY. Question is, did it happen on the Patriot Voice Radio Network as well? Did it come through on the TuneIn app for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, the Simple Radio app, as well as the radio station's website? Text me your answer. Yes for treason, and for no, not treason. He doesn't get presidential immunity. Text me why. No, it's not treason. Therefore, he should be given immunity. I'll have the answers. Results on the other side. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading